I believe that Gary and the Hornets also were from Memphis. Okay, and after, where were we? I mentioned the rapper Jaggers from Pittsburgh. And then Derek did Cinnamon. Actually, it was a guy named Johnny Cymbal, who was a Scottish-American that was on Bang Records, Burt Burns label. That was the label that had Van Morrison, and they had the McCoys. After that, we heard the Turtles, who are not purely a bubblegum band by any stretch of the imagination. But that was You Baby from 1966 on the White Whale label. That's Mark Volman and Howie Kalin. Mark Volman passed away very recently. Howie Kalin's still very much alive, but not active. And together, they did a lot of stuff with the Turtles and some stuff with Zappa and Flo. And they were Flo and Eddie, sometimes referred to as the Fluorescent Leech and Eddie. They were a great singing couple, the two guys and the Turtles. I love them both. And after that was Five Americans doing Western Union. That was on the Abnac label from 1967. And then we heard a tiny bit of the Bay City Rollers covering the Gentry's on Keep On Dancing. And now we're hearing Build Me Up Buttercup, but I don't know if that's what I meant to play. Let's see what's next. Okay, now we're getting into some dangerous turf because I'm playing bands that clearly are not ever thought of as bubblegum, but they have some pretty pop tunes, and that's what we're going to do today. So we're going to hear the Velvet Underground, the Troggs, and then a couple more garagey type things, the American Breed. Did I already do that one? No, I don't think so. Syndicate of Sound, the Electric Prunes, Los Bravos, one by the Moody Blues. We are playing a lot of music, and it's not all purely bubblegum, but it's close enough, and I take liberties, and I'm trying to do some nice segues, but I'm also trying to play as much music as I possibly can, which is what we do here on Time Won't Let Me, with your DJ Barrister. Your DJ Barrister, that's me, and this is Closed Attention Span Theater, also known as Time Won't Let Me. So let's hear a bunch, starting with, can you believe it, the Velvet Underground coming up next. Here we go. Oh, I should mention, this is Jane the Techniques. Keep the ball rolling. I think I will keep the ball rolling. Here we go.
Oh, Can I dance with you?
Okay, we're not going to go now. We still have about 45 minutes to go. To go now. That's the Moody Blues behind us, too. Who knew? Okay, we played a lot of music that time and a lot of stuff that some people would say, that's not bubblegum, the Velvet Underground, the Troggs, you know. The fact is, that's who that was to start that set. The Velvet Underground did Who Loves the Sun, which was just really, really a pretty pop song. That's off their fourth album, Loaded. And that was the last version of the Velvet Underground with Lou Reed and Doug Yule and Sterling Morrison and Mo Tucker. That was on the Cotillion label, which was an Atlantic label, and that was them attempting to give the label a hit single. Never really was, but what a great song. Who loves the sun? Anyway, I'll stop. I'll go. Here we go. The Troggs after that with A Girl Like You. Also an amazing band that did so much great music. That was from 1966. That was after Wild Thing was a hit. They're from England. They were on Fontana Records. And then I snuck in the Music Explosion doing a little bit of soul. Let's move on here, too. Hold on. Here we go. A little more to talk over. This is Teagarden and Van Winkle, who are not anything close to bubblegum. Anyway, so after the Troggs, we played Music Explosion doing a little bit of soul. That was the very, very first band that Jerry Kazanets and Jeffrey Katz did before they did all that stuff with 1910 Fruit Gum Company and the Ohio Express and Crazy Elephant and blah, blah, blah. That was the first hit they had. And then after that, we did American Breed doing Bend Me, Shape Me, 1968 on the ACTA label. That was actually originally done by the Outsiders, the band that does the theme to my show, Time Won't Let Me. That's the version by American Breed. That's the one I'm most familiar with, too. And then after that, we heard Syndicate of Sound doing Little Girl. They're local. They're from San Jose. A guy named Bob Gonzalez. Talked to him just the other day. He lives in the Bay Area. Still around. He played on the Nuggets tribute show that we did. They did that song, Little Girl, by Syndicate of Sound. They were on Bell Records. That's from 1966. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Let It All Hang Out by Los Hombres. After that, we heard a couple more. The Electric Prunes did Everybody Knows You're Not in Love. Once again, not really a bubblegum band at all. They're more noted for having done I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night and Get Me to the World on Time. They're from L.A. That was from 1967. Then after that was Los Bravos doing Black is Black, I Want My Baby Back. Spanish band from 1966. What do you know? And then we heard a little bit of Moody Blues doing Go Now. Go Now actually was originally done by Bessie Banks, produced by Lieber and Stoller. And then Denny Lane, when he was still in the Moody Blues, heard it and said, we got to do that one. And they did. And when I saw Peter Asher do his one-man show in Cleveland, he brought Denny Lane out, and they did Go Now. Go figure. All right, let's move on from this also while I continue to tell you what we're doing here. Okay, so now we're going to get into a few other bands that are pretty great bands. And not necessarily categorized easily as bubblegum, but close enough, I say. I take liberties. So we're going to hear a couple by the Grassroots. We're going to hear one by the Buckinghams. We're going to hear Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Them Goodbye by Steam. They're a one-hit wonder. The Tremolos doing Here Comes My Baby. The New Beach doing Run Baby Run. Maybe if we have not time, we'll do Bread and Butter. John Fred and his Playboy Band doing, of course, Judy in Disguise with Glasses. And then Crazy Elephant doing Gimme Gimme Good Lovin'. So we're playing like eight of these in a row. They're all 2.5 minutes, so I'm trying to squeeze in about 70 or 80 songs, doing my best to play as much music for you as I possibly can. That's what we do on this show. Okay, so here we start out with a couple by the Grassroots. I'll tell you more about them on the other side. Ready?
Should have said to her, I should have said to her, my girl, I love you, so let love find a way. Was it that she just couldn't understand a man like me? Was I to blame? Did I leave too many things unexplained? I should have said to her, I should have said to her, like, girl, I love you, so let love find a way. Oh, why didn't I try telling her she was all my mind? Why didn't I try telling her now she's gone and I feel oh so bad? But I didn't try.
Right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Okay, enough of that. Here's a version of Valerie that's not the Monkees. It's actually by a band called Pineapple Herd. Anyway, let's go back and talk about what we just played. A bunch of really, really great bands from the 60s. The Grassroots and the Buckinghams. You know, they deserve more credit than to get lumped in with all this bubblegum stuff. But pretty pop, you know, pretty sweet. So the Grassroots did two songs. They did Things I Should Have Said. And Temptation Eyes. They were created by Lou Adler, and they were basically the songwriters, P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry, and then they became a band, a real band. Once they had hits, they had to put a band out there featuring Rob Brill, and ready for this, Warren Entner. You know what Warren Entner did after this? He managed Faith No More. Wow. All right, Warren, what a guy. The Buckinghams did Susan, Looks Like I'm Losing My Mind. They were they were from Chicago. They had hits too, a bunch of them. Kind of a Drag and Don't You Care. Wonderful band. Steam was a one-hit wonder, and we heard their one-hit wonder. It was Na Na Hey Hey Kiss 'Em Goodbye. It was the number one record. They were on Fontana Records. That was from 1969. And it had all those strings and horns and stuff, and it had that beautiful thing in the middle. Anyway. The Tremolos did Here Comes My Baby with another guy. 1967, they were from England. The New Beats did Run, Baby, Run, Back Into My Arms. They were from Louisiana, from Shreveport. They also had a hit with a song called Bread and Butter. I might try to play that still. And after the New Beats was John Fred and his Playboy band. There was another band from Louisiana that was supposed to be in this set. Who was that? I can't recall. Anyway, Crazy Elephant did Gimme Gimme Good Lovin', Bell Records, a couple more Italian guys, Joey Levine and Richard Cordell. Jews doing pop music on the radio. Okay, where are we? Lou Christie.
You'll find you cannot sleep at night, and my soul and I felt the full impact, and the night stood still. Then I kissed her eyes with mine, and she knelt before me, poured the wine, and told me her story. We lit a fire that wants to grow higher. Sunshine, girl, won't you stay with me? Touch me again. You put a love where love never was. Again and again and again and again and again.
to me, you know. In the summer, so much yellow, something in the early morning meadow tells me that today you're on your way and you'll be coming home, home to me.
Jamming through these this last batch of tunes. I mean, I'm fading and pushing the fast forward button and trying to get as much in as we can. So I'm not even going to tell you much about what we heard, except that we heard Lou Christie doing I'm Gonna Make You Mine, and then we heard Brian Hyland do The Joker Went Wild. That is absolutely one of my favorites. I've played that one over and over. Then we heard a couple quickies. The Parade doing Sunshine Girl. That did not last long in my show. I just nixed it. And then I went right into Bruce Channel doing Keep On. Then we did David Dundas doing Jeans On. That's the one who's pulling my purple blue jeans on. And then the best segue of the day, David Dundas Jeans On, right into Reunion doing Life as a Rock. But the radio rolled me. Oh, God. Sometimes I surprise myself. Lots of Fender Rhodes in that set. Vanity Fair did Early in the Morning. And then behind me is The Click doing Sugar on Sunday. You know, they also did Superman. Let's move on. Hold on. There we go. Yeah, love grows where my rosemary goes. This is Edison Lighthouse. Just thought I should mention it. We're going to come up with some pretty common ones. We have all of like 4 minutes left, so we're going to hear the Jackson 5, we're going to hear the Osmond Brothers, and then maybe a bunch of food songs, you know, Bread and Butter by the New Beats, or Cherry Cherry by Neil Diamond, or Little Black Egg by the Nightcrawlers. And if we have time, and we don't, of course, have time for everything I'm mentioning, Quick Joey Small, which is like one of the all-time great Kazanets Cats songs, actually by the Kazanets Cats Singing Orchestral Circus. And if I had enough time, I'd play Vic Venus, which is one of those funny songs they did on Buddha Records. But let's just see what we can do with the last 4 minutes, starting with, what did I say? I forgot already. Hold on. Here's my cheat sheet. Oh! The Jackson 5.
Thank you.
from the Jackson 5 to the Osmond Brothers. One Bad Apple. Another food song from our bubblegum special. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye, but let's end with Quick Joey Small by the Kazanets Cats singing Orchestral Circus. And let me see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, right, here we go. Hounds are on your trail, so run, run, Joey, run. Okay, we have 15 seconds left of my show. Good night, goodbye, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, listening to my show for the last time, probably. Thanks so much. Bye now.